Mark DeGubin. Hello, friend, and greetings in the wonderful, wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Oh, beloved, I'm so glad that you've turned the radio dial to join us together today, that we might have a little time of fellowship in the truth of God's Word. I invite you to get your Bible or New Testament and turn with us to the book of Hebrews. And the book of Hebrews is toward the end of the New Testament. If you go to the last book of the New Testament, that's the book of Revelation. In front of the book of Revelation are some short books, and then you come to the book of James and the book of Hebrews. And I want you to turn with me to Hebrews chapter 11. While you're turning there, may I invite those of you who do not have a New Testament to write to us. We would like to send you a free New Testament containing all 27 books of the New Testament in one volume, and it will be our joy to send it to you absolutely free and postage paid. All we need is your name, your mailing address, printed clearly, including the name of your country. It's very important that we get that information. That way we will be able to send back to you this free New Testament. We'll send you a prayer card with our picture. We'll send you a 2008 pocket calendar. We'll send you the first three lessons of our first Bible correspondence course. And we'll send you other Christian literature, all of it in a packet, absolutely free and postage paid. We just need your name and your mailing address. And if you'll get a pencil and paper, I'll give you my name and mailing address so you can write to us and let us know that you would love to have a New Testament and these materials. If you already have a Bible or New Testament, write us anyway. We'd be glad to send you Christian literature, and we'll send you gospel tracts. We'll send you the first three lessons of our first Bible correspondence course, and we'll send you other Christian literature that will help you to grow in the knowledge of the Lord. If you complete the first four of our Bible correspondence courses, we have four different separate Bible correspondence courses, and if you complete all four of those, we'll send you a brand new Bible containing 66 books of the Bible, all in one volume. And it would be our pleasure to send that to you. And the reason we want you to learn the Word of God, and that's why we want you to take this Bible course that's absolutely free. The only cost to the Bible course would be mailing back the answer sheets to us. And those answer sheets, once we receive the first three answer sheets, then we will mail you the rest of Course 1. And once we receive all the answer sheets to Course 1, we'll send you a certificate of completion, and then we will send you all of Course 2. And this way, you can begin to learn the truths of God's Word and grow in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. We do look forward to hearing from you. It's our joy and it's our privilege to be able to communicate with you through means of Transworld Radio, and it's our joy to hear from you. And we trust, beloved, that you will write to us. Now, our mailing address is as follows. Bob, capital B-O-B, Griggs, G-R-I-G-G-S. That's Bob Griggs, B-O-B, capital G-R-I-G-G-S. The next line would be capital P, period, capital O, period, capital B-O-X. That stands for Post Office Box, and our number is 825. Post Office Box 825. On the next line, you'll put Ignacio. That's spelled capital I-G-N-A-C-I-O. Ignacio, comma, capital C, capital O, period. That stands for the state we live in, the state of Colorado. Capital C, capital O, period. And then you will put our zip code. And that's very important. The zip code is 81137-0825. That's our zip code. Again, Ignacio, Colorado, 81137-0825. And then on the last line, you'll put capital U, capital S, capital A for United States of America. Or you can write out United States of America. And that is our mailing address. We do look forward to hearing from you. One more time, Bob Griggs, capital B-O-B, capital G-R-I-G-G-S, capital on the next line, capital P, period, capital O, period, capital B-O-X, and 825. On the next line, capital I-G-N-A-C-I-O, comma, capital C, capital O, period, 81137-0825, and on the last line, United States of America, R, capital U, capital S, capital A, USA. We do look forward to hearing from you. Now, today we're getting back into our study on the importance of God's Word. We've been studying about how important the Word of God is. It is vitally important that we read and study the Word of God. God's Word is the most important piece of literature ever written, for we've read in the Scriptures that heaven and earth will pass away, but God's Word will not pass away. God magnifies His Word above His name. And God's Word brings people to Jesus Christ as Savior. 1 Peter 1:23 states, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. God's Word brings blessing on those who read it, hear it, and obey it. It will strengthen one's faith. It makes the body, the believer, holy. God's Word sanctifies us. That is, it makes us pure and clean because it shows us how to live. It makes the food holy, as we read in 1 Timothy 4:4-5. Reading and studying God's Word is an act of obedience. 2 Timothy 2:15, we're told to study, to show ourselves approved unto God, workmen that need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the Word of truth. Reading and meditating on God's Word is profitable. It will make one successful. It will make one wise. And it does, beloved. It shows you the truth. Reading God's Word will feed you spiritually. It will help you to grow as a believer. The simple truths of God's Word are spoken of as the milk of the Word. The more involved truths of God's Word is spoken of as the meat of the Word. And the milk and meat of the Word will help you to grow in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, beloved, God's Word is of great importance. Reading God's Word and obeying it will give you a weapon to use against sin and Satan. The Word of God is the sword of the Spirit. It's spoken of as the sword of the Spirit in Ephesians 6:17. And that's what the Lord Jesus Christ used when He was attacked by Satan. In Matthew 4 and Luke 4, He used the Word of God and it defeated Satan every time. That's why you and I need to know God's Word, memorize God's Word, obey God's Word, because it will keep us from sin. It will draw us closer to the Lord God, and if Psalm 119, 9 through 11, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. O, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Yes, beloved, God's word will keep you from sin. Our sin will keep you from God's word. God's word is powerful. And if you'll turn to Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 3, Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 3, there we read these words. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. O, beloved, listen. The word of God, God spoke and brought this world into existence by the power of the word of Almighty God. God spoke, and the one who did the actual creating was the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'll give you those references in just a minute. But first of all, I want to go to Genesis chapter 1. And I want to read to you the number of times in Genesis chapter 1 that the Scripture says, "And God said," "and God said." And what happened? In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth, verse 3. "And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And it was so." Verse 9, "God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered to one place." Verse 14, "And God said, as God spoke, these things came into existence by the power of the words of his mouth." God's word is powerful, beloved. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed, the universe was created and brought into existence by the word of God, because God is almighty, all-powerful, beloved, and when he speaks, what he says comes into existence. And so out of nothing, God created this universe and brought it into existence. He is Almighty God, beloved, and he spoke and brought the universe into existence. In Hebrews 1 and verse 3, here we read concerning this passage. Till next time, goodbye.